Welcome to the Thursday, April 5th, 2012 edition of the Science and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and I am today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Adam wrote up another feature of the week today. This is about our notification system. If you don't want to keep checking and refreshing and waiting for the next story, you can actually sign up to have an email sent to you whenever there is a new diary being posted or if our InfoCon changes. These messages are brief, just the headline. They're sort of designed to fit into an SMS if you would like to send them to a pager or a cell phone. And then we had a couple of requests for clarification about Apple's Java patch, whether it actually patches CVE 2012-05-07. That's the vulnerability that has been exploited recently. Yes, it does, and Apple now did publish a full list of all the vulnerabilities addressed in this particular update. iOS, and that's your iPhones and iPads, of course, are not affected by this problem because, well, after all, they don't run Java. And Android users are not getting a break. A new malware for Android is out, and this time it will root your phone, essentially install a rootkit without any user interaction. This behavior was spotted in a recent iteration of the legacy native or Lena malware. It's utilizing the Gingerbreak exploit. The Gingerbreak exploit has also been used, actually has been developed for jailbreaking Android phones. At this point, the major source of these malicious applications are alternative application markets. So I guess the best advice right now is to stick with the authentic application markets offered by Google and Amazon. And some interesting work out of Adobe. Adobe is usually more known for creating software that is then exploited to install malware. But I guess all the experience that Adobe collected with malware let one researcher at Adobe to look closer at a malware and find a simple ways to classify a file as malicious or benign. This Adobe researcher now presented these results at a security conference, and all he has is a 30 kilobyte Python script that looks at only 7 data points in the PE header of an executable to classify it as malicious or benign. Interesting approach, and we'll see where this goes. It could be at least used as a second effort to identify files that make it past classic malware blacklists or whitelists. Adobe is making this malware classifier available for free, but of course at this point this is clearly a research project. Nevertheless, maybe a nice plugin for mail filter or a web proxy. And a recent arrest and conviction in England of a minor bot herder kind of puts a nice perspective on the economics of some of these bot operations. Now, I'm saying here a minor bot operator. In this case, he purchased a copy of SUSE or SpyEye and managed actually to steal over 1 million of PayPal and banking credentials. However, the problem with this was then how to actually convert them into cash. If you're not part of organized crimes, don't have insiders at banks or so that can help you with that, and even better, do it offshore. It's actually quite hard to convert these credentials into hard cash. He was caught pretty quickly after booking a hotel stay with stolen credentials, and it is expected that out of all the millions of accounts he owned, he actually was only able to get 2,400 English pounds. So in short, getting the data is really only the first step. Converting it into cash is what is the problem for a lot of these smaller bot operations. Anyway, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.